Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. Guys, I want to say welcome. We have an exciting show for you. We have a special featured guest, and I'm so excited to welcome Ricky Ricardo Sumler to the Nikki Rich Show. I want to tell you guys, he is an amazing photographer, you know, Hampton's Roads own. And he, you know, he is truly awesome. And I want to tell you too, guys, that's listening in, we was following him. Amazing, amazing photography. And I said we had to bring him on the Nikki Rich Show. This is what it's all about, you know. And I'm really pumped up today to have our featured guest on. And I want you guys to get in tune too. You can call in at 516-666-8294, 516-666-8294, and you can press that 1. You press that 1, they'll let us know you would like to speak to our guest today. And speaking of our guest, he is here, and I'm excited to talk with him. I do want to let everybody know, through his expertise, so many people have requested him, such as Ivy Motorsports, Bing Brothers, Barnes & Noble's 12-City Book Tour. Shout out to them. We also have who requested the Secondhand Stylish Grand Opening, the Bayou Boogie Authentic Creole Cuisine Grand Opening. Oh, man, so many. And he has been featured on NBC News, Fox 43, Coast Live TV, Inside Business newspaper, and Tidewater Women Magazine, and so forth. So I'm excited to welcome here to the Nikki Rich Show for the very first time, Ricky Ricardo Sumler. Welcome. How are you doing?
Nikki, how you doing? How are you doing? And I am doing great. I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
This is a great opportunity to actually speak with you and, you know, to just talk a little bit about me as far as the brand is concerned. So I'm really excited and I'm honored to be here. I really am.
Yes, we're so excited. Now, to anybody out there that's new, tell us a little bit about Ricky Ricardo, the person, Ricky Ricardo, the photographer.
Okay. I'll start with the person first because that's always the hardest. Ricky Ricardo, the person, is extremely ambitious, goal-oriented, really sensitive, you know, about a lot of things as far as the issues that are filling our headlines nowadays, you know, and just things that really affect our society, our way of life, you know, the challenges that we face across the board. and the concerns for, you know, my children and what the future will look like as far as 10, 15, 20 years from now. Now, the the business photographer, Ricky Ricardo, it kind of intertwines in certain areas. Again, with my photography, I'm very sensitive about that. To the degree of I want to make sure that every shot, even if it's just a practice shot, for it to be on the money. And I strive so hard to make sure that, you know, I reach that pinnacle every single time. And it's impossible, you know, because nothing mm-hmm. in this world is perfect. But that goal of mine, you know, I really strive to get to that every single time. And I'm extremely hard on myself. And people say, oh, that looks good. And I'll be like, but I see where, you know, this and that is out of place. And so I'm very critical of myself. And it only makes me drive even harder to be the best that I can possibly be. And the thing about being the best that you could possibly be, that unlocks all potential. And you just never know what new heights you can reach. You know, but the thing of it is, you just can never give up on your goal. You know, don't allow anything to cause you to lose sight, because when you lose sight, then you've lost your sense of direction, and then, you know, you're just pretty much a wanderer. And I used to be like that. You know, I used to just, you know, whichever way the wind would blow, you know, let me go over here. But then it's just like, okay, let me plant my feet firm on the ground and go in the direction in which my heart is telling me to go into. And so that's what I started to do. And here I am today on the Nikki Rich Show. So.
And I agree with you. Sometimes, you know, like, I feel like back in the day, when you don't know yourself at the time, you kind of like wondering, you wonder throughout the world, like, okay, what is this there for me? But when you find yourself and know what it is you want to do, you like, bam, I know it, I've got it, let's go, let's rock and roll.
Right, right, exactly. So, you know, now that I've found my footing, you know, photography mm-hmm. has definitely been extremely rewarding as well as in therapeutic. And so I just embrace it with everything that I have.
Now, what are some of the challenges that you may have faced? Because I know that when we start to do what we love, there's challenges that arise. You know, even me, I love the Nikki Rich Show. You cannot tell me nothing else, you know. But, you know, the challenges for me that has arisen, you know, kidney disease. So that's one of the challenges and the battles that I have been facing. So what are some of the challenges and battles that you have faced, you know, during this journey that you're on?
Some of the challenges that I have faced, one being, and this is really at the top of the list, not being mm-hmm. good enough. You know, just you know, you pour your heart and your feelings into it, and you just feel like you're just still not good enough. And I realize that I'm comparing myself against myself. Mm. And so at that point, you know, where do I set the bar, or do I just break through that glass ceiling and just continue to push? So it's an extreme tug of war. With the tug of war, it's like you're pulling yourself to the left or the right. Like, you know, maybe you are good enough, but then maybe you're not. And then you pick out the things that you could have done better after it's over. And how come I didn't think of that beforehand? And, you know, you just can't think of everything every single time. So the learning curve mm-hmm. is incredible. And another challenge that I faced is just believing in myself, you know, just like, you know, yes. Can I really, really do this? Can I really get out here and can I really produce what's in my head? Can I really make that come to fruition? And, you know, it has been some challenges because I have really, like I said, been hard on myself when my clients have been like, you know, that picture is beautiful. And I'm just in my head like, I could have just. So, you know, it's just one of those things that it's a daily growth and you have to continue to pour into yourself and you have to continue to educate yourself. You have to surround yourself with people that know way more than you in your craft, as well as then follow people like on Instagram and, you know, of course, YouTube, which is the YouTube. I call it going the YouTube University because they have pretty much everything up there that you could possibly do for yourself and learn for yourself. And I'm not knocking college at any point because college is great, you know, and I encourage that, you know, but right now I haven't taken any classes concerning that. And that's in my future plans to go to school and just learn the things that I haven't been self-taught. So I have some goals that set ahead of me that I definitely will reach and, you know, just try to eliminate some of these challenges.
I think it's important, too, as a photographer, too, and I know you professional and you know how to do yours, but I know a lot in Hollywood and out here, it's a lot of photographers and they do the, you know, on ground work and the self-taught, but they don't get that education. And I think it's important that they do because some people, you know, they just take photos. That's it.
Right.
You know, you got to have that eye. It's a craft. And even me, I'm not a photographer, but I know, and I even try to tell the people that I work with, you know, you do have to educate. I feel like in every field, we have to educate ourselves, no matter what field you in. We have to, every field has a training, you know. It doesn't have to be a long grown, go to a four-year college or what have you, but you know, you can, you know, train and learn up on your craft because it's very important, you know. And that's what I always tell my I'm glad you brought that up because I always tell my my guys that I work with too because it's important. And, you know, you have to, like, as a photographer too, don't just, you know, I see a lot of them, they just take pictures. That's it. You got to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got, it's like an energy and a vibe, I would say. And I know you know that, you know, when you taking it and, you know, them, you know, I just feel like some people, they do need to go out there and get the education because it's important, you know, to update. You know, things are changing. And I know you just recently got a new camera. So, you know, everything is changing.
Exactly. And that's the thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, and you brought up a great point with technology. Everything now or the things that are being purchased now, the technology has changed from when that first model came out, you know. So, like with my new camera, the features on this camera is so much more advanced than the last camera that I purchased. So it's a continuing educational journey as well as in the – well, it's just a continuing educational journey across the board. So, and you definitely have to master or balance each one of the areas of photography or whatever craft that you're embarking upon. So,
yes.
Yeah, and it just depends on your level of seriousness. Now, if you are just want to be a hobbyist, and then that's fine, whatever it is. You know, if you want to be a hobbyist, that's fine. But if you really want to take it to the next level, you really got to get in there and do your homework. You really have to. And this is on a daily basis. You got to practice your craft daily. You know, you can't just, especially with photography, you just can't pick up the camera, you know, and take a picture today and then 3 weeks later, let me go do another one. No, this is the, even if you don't have any clients available, you can just use different genres of photography, such as product photography, things around your home that you could take pictures of just to see exactly, you know, what the aperture would look like this way, or, you know, what the ISO, what the settings for the ISO would be, because the more that you intertwine yourself in the material that you are working on, the better you can become familiar with yourself and remember the things that that you have learned in that particular moment that you've taken pictures of a still life or like a food product or something like that. So
now, who are some of the people that you have worked with on your journey, you know, in photography? Who are some of the people you work with, and who is it that you want to work with that you haven't worked with already?
Well, I've worked with the gentleman that actually got me started in this is Derek Barnes. Now, he's an excellent photographer here in the Hampton Roads, and he introduced me to photography. I really didn't when I first. Because what I wanted, my journey with photography kind of started in an awkward way. I just wanted to just do something to just have an opportunity to just learn something different from the job that I was I'm currently working now. So I got with him, and I just wanted to just be his equipment guy, you know, just to learn a little bit, but not really get in depth. And he brought me on his first photo shoot. I was the second shooter. And from there, I was just like, yo, I think I might really like this. And mm-hmm. from there, he kept, you know, saying, okay, well, I got a photo shoot here and I got a photo shoot there. And if you want to come along, you can. And that's what I began to do. And then before I knew it, he was telling me, okay, well, if you're serious about this, then you need to start out with this, this, and this, and just giving me the basics. And from there, you know, I began to really get into it and begin to grow and begin to learn and begin to experiment. And of course, mm-hmm. trial and error. And before I knew it, I was like, you know what? I really enjoy, you know, being a photographer. And so I just started taking the proper steps in order to advance myself and further my education and, you know, to be the photographer that I am today. Now, who I would like to work with, there's this local artist named Cypress, and he is phenomenal. And I would love to work with him on just, you know, any shoot that, you know, he would have that he would welcome me onto. You know, I would love to work with him. And any other local photographers that's here or abroad, I would love to collaborate with them. You know, I'm not, I'm not picky. You know what I'm saying? If you got an idea, you think that we can work together, yo, let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Your people
yes.
call my people, or my people call you, and you know,
mm-hmm.
let's get our cameras and let's go on and make this thing happen. So I don't mind working with any photographer that, you know, if we can definitely have the same vision or we could collaborate on, you know, our ideas for a project, I'm all for
yes.
it. So, you know, any photographers is out there that, you know, see my work and, you know, want us to collab, yo, just hit me up, get in contact with me, and we can go in on to discuss the details, see what the vision is, and then just, you
mm-hmm.
know, do it, go from there.
Now, what I would say, I know you are making things happen, you're doing what you love. What would say, or which genre of photography do you enjoy shooting the most?
Now, that is a great question, because I was asking myself that the other day. I'm beginning to veer more towards the portrait side of things, like the studio work,
okay,
as well as in the on location with the model or family,
okay,
portraits. You understand what I'm saying? Because I find that when you're working with models or, you know, families, you begin to have a little bit more, well, a lot more creativity, whether it be on location or inside the studio, because it's more, I find it to be more relaxing, where we're just throwing ideas back and forth with each other. You know, let's just see how this look is, and then if we don't like it, it's just like, okay, let's just try something else. You know, that type of energy and that type of flexibility and that type of collaboration and creativity blended in together, it's like that's the perfect element that you want for all photo shoots. And that's what I strive
mm-hmm.
towards, is to make sure that we're on the same page, our energy matches up, that, you know, I'm giving you what you need from me, and you're giving me what I need from you in order for the photo shoot to be the best that it has ever been. Because my thing is, Ricky Ricardo Photography is born out of integrity. And if I don't have that integrity going into my photo shoots and the integrity that represents Ricky Ricardo Photography, then there's no point in me being in this industry. It's no point.
Mm-hmm. And so, what I love, you know, just following you, you're so vibrant. You're so colorful. You're, you know, just everybody in your photos is just, it just seems so powerful to me. It's like your photos tell a story, and that's what I've noticed. You know,
thank you.
Just
thank
from,
you.
You know, just following along with you, you know, just, and to anybody out there, you know, that want to connect with you, they can on social media, because, and you're very active. That's what I like. You're very active.
And I try to, because that's very important, because what you don't want to do is you just don't want to sit around just being dormant, because, you know, you lose what you learn. And I don't
mm-hmm.
ever want to do that. I want to continue to keep a sharp mind. I want to continue to hone in on the skill set, and I want to continue to embrace the things that I do not know. You know, because it, to me, this is not just snapping a picture and, you know, listening to that shutter speed
no.
go off at, you know, 1/20th of a second. It's just like I need to absorb everything about photography, because, to be honest with you, when I'm done with this and I retire, which I hope I never get to that point, I want
uh-huh.
My legacy to be that he was one of the best. He was one of the best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of this,
yeah.
On the servicing side, because I know you provide services, so
mm-hmm.
do you have any promotions going on to anybody out there that's listening in?
Well, I do have my canvases. You can visit my website, which is www.rickerecs.com. RickerecardO Photography, GRAPHY.com.
Okay.
You can go there and visit my website, and I have pre canvases that's available, images that's available that you can order to have them placed on canvases. Or if
mm-hmm.
you and I do a photo session and you pick your favorite one, then I could definitely have it mounted on a canvas for you. So that's my specialty that's going on right now. And I have future specials coming up later on in the future.
Now, do you also just have photography work in case any, like, canvases, like artwork or something, in case anybody wanted to purchase for their home?
Yes, and that's on my website. Every picture that's
okay.
on my, because I have a section on my website that are for wall canvases, and all
okay.
of those images that you see on my website are all original pieces by me. You know, I took those
mm-hmm.
images, and so they are available. So that is definitely my work. So, yes, you can go up there, right now if you want, and then just take a look. And then if you see something that you like, or you see several that you like, you could just go ahead on and fill out the form, and then I will get in contact with you via email or telephone, and we can discuss whatever it is, what sizes that you're looking for, and then we can just go ahead on and add in that additional information to, you know, make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys, y'all better connect. This is why we got you here. That's what I'm saying. And also, you know, I know you have so much more coming up in 2020. So what can we expect for the rest? I mean, we're winding down the year. What else
I know.
Can we expect? You know, I know. It went by so fast. So what else can we expect coming up?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you can expect in the year of 2021 is bigger projects. And I want to increase my followers as well as in my client base. So we have a few things that we're working on behind the scenes. One would be we have a project that we are still putting together, or we're in the process of putting together, where we're going to be going over to Israel, and we're trying to, you know, get everything together with that right there, and a few other places that we might be doing out of the country. So locally right now, I'm still growing the business locally and looking for new clients, as well as in different ways to advance Ricky Ricardo Photography in the marketing department. So I just have a few things that I'm working on that just need time to develop, and I will definitely keep you guys updated, you know, as things begin to come in and become finalized, and, you know, this is definitely okay, what's going to happen. So I'll keep you guys updated.
Yes. Now, once again, tell them where they can follow you at.
You can definitely follow me at my IG Instagram, and that is Ricky Ricardo Photography. And Ricardo is spelled R-E-C-A-R-D-O, Ricky, R-I-C-K-I-E. Facebook is the same name, Ricky Ricardo Photography. Mm-hmm. And you can also follow me on my second page on Facebook, which is Ricky Ricardo Sumler. And again, R-E-C-A-R-D-O-R-I-C-K-I-E. And more importantly, I need you guys to visit my website, which is www.RickyRicardoPhotography.com. And again, that's R-I-C-K-I-E-R-E-C-A-R-D-O. photography.com.
Yes, I love it. I love it, and I'm just so honored to have you on today. What an amazing show. Shout out to everybody tuned in. I see we got California in the house. I see we got Atlanta, 442. You guys, everybody that's tuned in, much love to you guys. And today, it was all about you today. So, you know, we are so honored to have you here. And, you know, we welcome you back anytime. And, you know, just stay tuned for more from Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah.
Sumler.
I know, but it's definitely an honor, like I said at the top of the show, to be on your show. You know, I don't take this lightly at all. You know, this is, like I said, truly an honor to be on your show. You know, so it means a lot to me. And this is definitely going into the archives for real.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so excited for you and everything you got going on. And shout out to your team making that happen.
Hey.
You know.
Hey.
Yes. So much love. Thank you so much for being here at the Nikki Rich Show. To anybody out there, much love to you all. Thank you for rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you so much, Ricky.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much. I really mean that. And I look forward to working with you and doing a photo session one day.
Oh, let's do it.
All right.
Yes, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. And to anybody out there, make sure you follow us along at Nikki Rich Show TV on Instagram and Twitter, and thenikkirichshow.com, our official website. And this episode is featured on iHeartRadio, Apple, iTunes Podcast. We're also on TuneIn Radio, and we are on thenikkirichshow.com. So thank you guys for tuning in to The Nikki Rich Show.
The number one host that be doing the most. Nikki Rich, 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 Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Nikki Rich, Rich, Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Nikki Rich, Rich, Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Nikki Rich, Rich, Rich.